This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kam lo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, pula vinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
چشمای تو خیره میشم، زندگی تازه شروع میشه برام. من از با تو بودن به خدا سرد نمیشم، تن تو آتیش برام. تو این اتاق پیچیده بوی تن تو، بیا بازم منو تو آغوشت بگی. دارم وقتی که نزدیک منی، اسمم آروم توی گوشم بگی، اسمم آروم توی گوشم بگی. دست من نیست تو عزیز جونمی، خودت نمیدونی همه بود و نبودمی. دست من نیست ای عشق ستودم، عزیز جونمی، خودت نمیدونی همه بود و نبودمی. دست من نیست ای عشق ستودنی. بیای سمتم، تو نمیدونم چی کار کردم، شدی سهمم. تو مثل هوای خوب بعد بارونی، تو بیای میکنم شهر و چراغونی. دست من نیست تو عزیز جونمی، خودت نمیدونی همه بود و نبودمی. دست من نیست ای عشق ستودنی، دست من نیست تو عزیز جونمی، خودت نمیدونی همه بود و نبودمی. دست من نیست ای عشق ستودنی.
Hey, welcome to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. It's Peter Kesha with you and Ashcon Ashraf.
Good hey, everyone.
Hey, yeah. The song that you've just been listening to has been trending in Iran. So Ashcon's going to read out the writer or the performer.
Yeah. The name is Shad Mehr. Shad Mehr. It means, Shad means happy. Meh means mist or fog, so happy fog.
Happy fog.
Interesting. Yeah.
Joyful mist.
Wordplay there. And the name of the song, the title of the track is Daste Man Nist. Daste Man Nist. So that means it's not in my hands. Dast means hands, man means me. And niest means it's not. So it's not in my hands, you know. I'm not too sure. I think he's thinking about it. It's a love song. Yeah. I listened to some of the words in the song. Very poetic. Persian language, Farsi, is very, yeah. very poetic. One thing I caught, he says, oh, the scent of you is, you know, is filled the room, you know, and your body sets me on fire. It's a nice love song he's singing about. This person whom he seems to love. I didn't hear the whole entire song, so I'm not too sure what the dynamics of the relationships is, but I'm sure it's a lovely one nonetheless.
So I thought we'd let you know what's happening, because we're coming up close to Christmas and to the holiday break, and for families out there, they're looking for something to do. Well, we put together some events and that are happening around Dunedin. One of them's this is a reoccurring event, which is Green Island Market Day.
Yeah, that's coming up real soon.
Yep.
That's this weekend.
This weekend, Saturday.
Oh, we might have to go to that.
Saturday, yeah. 6th of December.
Yeah.
10 to 1 p.m.
Yep, Green Island. Over 100 stalls, school performances, candy floss, food trucks, arts and crafts, games, competitions, and a Santa.
Sound like a good family fun day out.
Yeah.
So where is it? Green Island Market Day. So
I think it's outside of the supermarket there, where Moyles used to be, just across the road.
Oh, okay, Main South Road, Green Island. Mm. Yeah, so that'll be a good event to take the family to.
So what's up next after that? We've got Celebrate New Year's Eve 2025, Family Fun on George Street, Concert in the Octagon. From 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the Golden Block, George Street is alive with family-friendly entertainment, face painting, workshops, and more. 8 p.m. It's a bit late. 8 p.m. A kids' countdown with confetti cannons kicks off. That's really exciting. I'm sure it'll be worth staying up for that.
They've also got live musicians playing.
Oh, do they?
Later on during the night.
Cool.
Through to midnight.
That's amazing. Wow. Who's playing? MC Ellen Ned Gray, is it?
Yep. Well, he's the MC. Yeah, Ellen Ned Gray.
Yeah.
And actually, have you heard Ellen?
Who's Ellen?
Ellen, he does the... He's involved with the Brighton Sunday sessions they have out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he uses a loop pedal, one of those looper solo guys. And,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. I love those things, eh?
Yeah, he plays with some great music.
That's awesome. I love loop pedals, eh?
And I see opening the show is Deaf Raccoon.
Deaf Raccoon.
Raccoon.
We could have a New Zealand version, you know, Blind Possum. Yeah.
And followed by the high octane sounds of Seek Help.
Ivy's brooding alt pop tunes will captivate the crowd before the Alta Putty All Stars close the night with their irresistible groove filled funk.
Funk.
That'd be cool. I want to see those guys, Alta Putty All Stars.
Yeah, if you like dancing.
Yeah, they sound like a good time, eh?
Yeah, and there'll be. This is what we're talking about is New Year's Eve.
In
the Octagon.
Yeah.
But I missed out. There's one before that. There's actually on Christmas Day.
Oh, as well.
At the Town Hall. An event that I'll be playing at, and it's open to the public. And for those who have got nowhere to be at Christmas, or no family, or people from overseas have got nowhere to go.
Is that the Christmas lunch that's put on by the council?
Christmas, yeah.
The council puts that on, do they?
It's been, no, not the council. It has been put on by...
Some charity.
Charity.
Malcolm Trust or something.
Here it is. See, it's stuck onto my filing cabinet.
An act of kindness is never wasted.
Act of kindness. Yeah.
Acts of kindness, charitable trust. Never heard of those guys.
They've been doing it since 2013.
Have they? I always thought it was sponsored by the council.
Well, the council kind of like donate the town hall.
Yeah,
for
right.
like they don't
yeah.
charge. So yeah, they right. get to use the town hall.
That's a good idea.
But, I mean, it's great. I mean, yeah, well, like I said, we've been doing it since 2013.
And they serve, 500 odd people?
Yeah, 600 people.
That's
in
a lot
town
of people.
Hall. And,
what's the feed like?
It's quite good. They have a roast meal. I mean, you have a choice between a roast or, I can't remember now, but there's one for vegetarians or vegan. And you have like a roast dinner, which is like roast ham or lamb or whatever. And the good thing, too, is... they have volunteers who are serving everyone. So food gets brought to you, to your table. And usually have a lovely dessert. And then just light entertainment and things happening there. It's quite a cool event.
Greg's boy Noah played last year, didn't he?
Yes, one of my students. Yeah, at the time he was like 9 or 10.
Oh, that was a couple of years.
He played I said, "You'll get to play a $200,000 piano," which is the Steinway Grand they've got in there. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful piano.
Yeah.
So for our listeners that were here last week, we did a podcast on a Solomon Islands Language Week.
Yeah.
So I found a track that was trending in the Solomon Islands.
Yeah.
And it is by these guys here. You can read them out.
Sean Ree, Janeiro, and Young Davey.
Yeah. So this song's called Buckabaya. Buckabaya. So check the song out. Yeah. It's, like I said, it's trending in the Solomon Islands. All the music we've got is songs that have been trending in 2025 around the world. I hope you enjoy it. Buckabaya.
You've been listening to there, folks, is Buckabaya by Young Davey and Sean Ree Janeiro from the Solomon Islands.
Yeah. quite a cool track, isn't it?
Mm. It's not too bad. So we're having a wee yarn about what's coming up next.
Yeah, yeah. Just letting people know what events are happening in Dunedin.
So
we've
covered Green Island Market Day. We've covered New Year's Eve. And now we're on?
Next year, 2026.
Fire out 2026, eh?
So Brighton Gala Day, which is now another annual event. So that takes place at the Brighton Domain, which the Gala Day has amusement rides, entertainment, and more than 150 stalls featuring crafts and food right by the seaside. Fun day up for the whole family. Yeah. Free admission, 10 to 5. Yeah. Now, I was at one of the first Brighton Gala Days. Oh, were you? Yeah, and playing with some local musicians from Brighton.
Yeah.
And a guy from Fisherman, he's involved with a lot of the country music clubs, Graham Fraser, who lives out at Tyremouth, retired fisherman. He goes, bro, he rings me up, he goes, bro, you want to play at Gala Day? I said, And he goes, I'm trying to get the band back together. And I said, oh, yeah, that'll be great. And he goes, oh, the ones that are alive. He's going, man, I'm not that old, bro. Yeah. But, a couple of them have passed away.
Yeah, far out.
Big ups to them, too. Yeah. Shout out to Wally Tingahui, who was an old Māori musician who I worked with, and we used to play at Hef's.
Oh, yeah.
It was an old Māori band. It was quite cool.
It's funny. I like it. Is Hef still open?
Yeah.
Are they?
They just had a new paint job.
Have they?
So Brighton Gala Day. It's actually quite a cool, because you're right by the sea. Yeah. So if you get too hot, just go down to the beach and go for a swim. Yeah, so that's the 18th of January. Brighton Gala Day. At the Brighton Domain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like live music, stalls, food. It's a great day out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I went there, a few years back. I took my food truck there.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was quite fun. I was busy. It was busy. It was a busy day. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I think they've seen a few thousand people come through there.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's worth it. And the cool thing, it's a nice drive, too, down there but on the east coast of of Dunedin, yeah, down the east coast, and go for a walk along the beach.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's perfect day.
It's a nice day to hang out. It's a good place to take the kids. Yeah, and on the 15th of February, which goes through to the 3rd of March, is Spring Festival or Chinese New Year. So shout out to the Chinese community.
Yeah,
and the president of the Chinese community, which is Weedy.
What's her name?
Weedy? Yeah, Weedy.
I know her. Is she the president?
Yeah, she's the president of China. I didn't know that. I'd like to let people know what's happening with all the cultural festivals. And what else have we got here on our thing? Wild Dunedin.
12th to 22nd of March.
Yep.
Celebration of contemporary and experimental art, theatre, music, and performance showcasing local and international artists. That looks exciting.
Yeah.
I'd be keen to check that out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'd actually be keen to be part of it.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Contemporary and experimental art.
Yeah.
That's quite out there when you're that sort of stuff, eh?
There's a lot of experimental art going on in the name.
Well, I quite like experimental music.
Do you? Yeah. I don't know. There's only so much experimental music my ears can handle. I've heard some pretty stuff, full noise.
Yeah. Well,
hence
the name Wild Dunedin.
Yeah.
12th to the 22nd of March, 2026.
Yeah. I hope a Wolf Skull is playing. That's an experimental. Have you heard of Wolf Skull?
No, I haven't, but I have seen a poster.
A couple of my mates playing Wolf Skull. Back when I had my venue a few years back on Princess Street, the Den, and Wolf Skull did a gig in there. And they went full noise. I had to turn off the front of house because I had people running up to me saying, please, for the love of God, switch it off. There was one guy with a saw, you know, a handsaw?
Yeah.
A handsaw, feedback looping into an amp with a mic. And with the end of a violin, the violin stick
on
the saw.
Oh,
and it was feedback looping. And it was just like everyone's hairs were just standing up. And
it would be.
I turned off the front of house. I turned it off. But then their amps were still on. So I had to shut off the power. But I don't think we got to that stage. Everyone just ran out. We all like, it was classic. It was hard case. It was really, really funny. I actually enjoyed it. If my ears could have tolerated it, I would have enjoyed it. I don't know how their ears managed, but they're probably used to it. But no, a couple of my mates are in there, and I actually really enjoyed that night. It was quite funny. So I think this experimental art, theater and music and performance will be definitely an experience one way or another.
So you take your shades, your earmuffs.
Right. It'll make a good story one way or another. You might have a good time, might have a bad time, but you won't forget it either way. Something memorable.
Also something that we're also involved with at Dunedin Multicultural Council is the South Dunedin Street Festival, which is an awesome event because, I mean, basically the main street of South Dunedin just closed down and it's just packed with street performers, entertainers, food stalls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, which that's South
Dunedin. Saturday the 14th of March next year, 2026.
March, it's all on, eh?
It's all on, bro.
Yeah. Cool. Street festival, that's organized by the council, is it?
Yep. And just last of our events is for next year. So just so you can calendar these things that are coming up, is a Puaka Matariki Festival 2026, which is basically Māori New Year. Yeah. Which runs from the 4th of June to Saturday, the 25th of July, 2026. Yeah, Matariki.
It's not that far away, I suppose. It's winter. You know, as soon as summer's over, and summer won't be, it'll go by in a flash. Has not summer started yet?
Yep, summer started. Yesterday was the first day of summer, December the 1st.
Good stuff. Awesome.
Hey, we're going to play you the song that's trending in New Zealand at the moment, which is Fly My Pretties and Taylor. So they're going to take us out.
The song's called Okay.
Okay. Okay. Take care, everyone. Catch up with you next week.
In front of you is that little person who got through those things. So I'm so grateful to my younger self for being able to be here today. So the song is called Okay. It's super easy. Lyrics are super easy. So way up on my, sing with us.
you're gonna be okay.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.